Texas governors have limited control over what the state budget looks like. There's the ability to veto items in the final budget, and at the start of the legislative session, there's the bully pulpit of the State of the State address to lay out priorities. Throughout his speech yesterday, Governor Perry threw in his standard budget talking points of efficiencies and no new taxes, while giving a nod to how those priorities could affect local governments.
And while we're at it, let's be sure we're not burdening local authorities with unfunded mandates, because they're facing their own budget challenges as well.
His budget cuts included the consolidation or suspension of a few state agencies, including the Texas Historical Commission and the Commission on the Arts. But those proposals only saved the budget $56 million. Small potatoes in a $158 billion budget. He also introduced some spending increases, especially in education.
So let's expand our virtual school network with a virtual high school that'll not only enable students who have dropped out to earn a degree online, but also give students access to those classes that their own schools may not offer.
Once those kids finish high school, he wants to make college cheaper by challenging the state's colleges and universities to develop a bachelor's degree that costs less than $10,000, including books. Democrats said all that sounds great, but Fort Worth Senator Wendy Davis said the promises and platitudes in the governor's speech provided an unrealistic view of the state's current economic problems.
Schools are closing, teachers are losing their jobs, and state support for public education, already among the lowest in the entire nation, is facing dramatic cuts.
Davis and the rest of the Democrats did not have their own budget proposal yesterday. Instead, possibly alluding to the supermajority Republicans hold in the Texas House, they said the current budget problem was created by the GOP, and the GOP will have to fix it, pointing specifically to the so-called, well, I'll let them say it.
The structural deficit.
A structural deficit.
$10 billion structural deficit.
All that's referring to the 2006 property tax for business tax swap that hasn't brought in enough to pay the state's share of the K-12 bill. And for now, it remains an unanswered criticism. Houston Senator Rodney Ellis said he wasn't ready to release how he'd fix the problem, but he plans on making waves during the budget debate. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.